I'd like to talk today about fairness in business. Fairness in business. In the coming 1,000-year rule of Christ, everything will have to change. There will be a fundamental shift in the mindset of mankind and how society works. This includes the areas of business, trade, buying and selling, and the manner in which people deal with each other. We don't know exactly what commerce is going to look like. Will we have businesses like we do today? Will we have currency? Will there be employees and employers? And what kind of products will be sold? We don't know the details, but we do know the fundamental principle that God's way is the way of give, of outflowing concern for the other party. This is a very broad subject, so I've chosen just three scriptures that show us a few glimpses of how dealings will be more fair. The first scripture is Leviticus 19 and verse 13. Leviticus 19 and verse 13. You shall not cheat your neighbor nor rob him. The wages of him who is hired shall not remain with you all night until morning. On the surface, this verse tells us that if we have someone do work for us, we must pay him before he goes home that day. But the principle can be applied much more broadly and in spirit rather than just the letter. The principle here is that we should pay what we owe and pay it on time. This is really just the spiritual application of the command, "You shall not steal." Taking someone's money is stealing. Putting off paying someone is also stealing, even if it's just for a period of time. In the case of Leviticus 19 here, we're just talking about overnight. And God calls that robbing. Now, we can broaden this out further because I don't think it just applies to someone who is hired, or in other words, an employee. I think you can also apply it to suppliers, businesses that you buy goods from, or the landlord, for example. Leviticus 19 shows us that God's way is to pay someone as soon as they have done the work, or as soon as it has been agreed. Why? Because it is being considerate to them. It is the way of outgoing concern. It is the way of give, and it's the way of fairness. Now, let's imagine the impact this one principle will have on the world, if it's really taken to heart by everyone and implemented worldwide. There will be no need for credit agencies or credit scores. There will be no more interest. No need for fines and penalties to incentivize people to pay on time. There will be no more chasing debts, no more being told there's a check in the mail and then finding out that it was never put in the mail in the first place, or it was sent using the slowest postal method possible. Some companies have whole departments dedicated just to chasing debts. They have to make calls and send letters to remind their customers to send them the money. A lot of companies have a budget for bad debts, an amount of money they will never see. They actually have to plan that it's going to happen. Both parties in a transaction will have outgoing concern for the other party. They won't be thinking, how little can I pay, and how long can I put off paying them? They'll be thinking, when should I pay? Can I help them by paying sooner than they expected? The whole mentality is going to shift, and it's going to be a big relief for everyone involved to know that the other person is going to help you out rather than take what they can get from you. Maybe never sending you that check and hoping that you forgot about it. So that's the first scripture, and it relates to paying on time. The second scripture is Proverbs 11 and verse 1. Proverbs 11 and verse 1. Dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but the just weight is his delight. Does this scripture simply mean that we need accurate scales? I think it means a little bit more than that. What's the wider principle and how can we apply it? If you're advertising that you're selling 2 pounds or 2 kilograms of apples, it had better be the full 2 pounds of apples. Otherwise, it's an abomination to God, as this scripture states. But it can go so much further than that. Let's expand on this a little bit. Let's think about advertising. Adverts tell you all the good things about a product. They don't tell you any of the negative aspects. If they do, they've probably been required to, and they've had to put it in some tiny print, some legal waffle. I'm sure you've met a salesman that insists that this is the only product you'll ever need. Here's another little example. When you see something worth $100, it's very rarely priced $100. It's very often priced at 99.99. This is a technique to tip the scales a little bit, to manipulate you into thinking you're not actually paying the full 100. It's only 99.99. It's not actually 100. It might not be outright stealing, but the seller is trying to tip the scales in their favor, to manipulate. This may not be talking about weights as in the scripture, but it is talking about a fair price for the product, or evenly balanced scales. It's a little example, but it's an example of a mindset based on greed and manipulation. Either manipulation of the weight or manipulation of the price. In a millennium, we will have honesty in our business dealings. Honesty and trust. Both parties in the deal will have each other's interests in mind. In a millennium, you won't be tricked or manipulated into buying something inferior or something you didn't really need. Products will have to have quality, and people will need to be taught to pay the fair price for them. So that's the second scripture, and it relates to paying a fair price. The third scripture is Isaiah 33 and verse 15. Isaiah 33 and verse 15. He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, he who despises the gain of oppressions, who gestures with his hands, refusing bribes, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed, and shuts his eyes from seeing evil, he will dwell on high. His place of defense will be the fortress of rocks. Bread will be given him, his water will be sure. I'd like to read part of that in the New American Standard Bible, because I think it makes it a little bit clearer. One who walks righteously and speaks with integrity. One who rejects unjust gain and shakes his hand so that they hold no bribe. One who stops his ears from hearing about bloodshed and shuts his eyes from looking at evil. He will dwell on the heights. There's a lot to talk about here, but I'd like to pick up on the phrase, one who rejects unjust gain. Just imagine a world where anyone might say, hold on a minute, I'm not going to profit from that because it's not fair that I should. It's not just. Imagine a world in which wealth is not distributed based on greed and whoever is the most opportunistic. It will be a world where you won't have bankers making millions because they made the right gamble on the stock exchange. It will be a world without companies made overnight to sell the latest poorly made product to make a quick profit. A world without intermediaries and middlemen making more money than the person actually doing the work. There will be no more lotteries and gambling, no more cyber attacks and ransoms, no more opportunistic profiteering. During the COVID pandemic and the great toilet roll shortage of 2020, we saw people trying to sell such items that were in short supply for astronomical prices. They weren't trying to help others in a time of need, they were trying to gain for themselves, unjustly. People in the millennium will think, is it fair that I make money on this for doing this much work? In contrast, the mentality right now is to drive everyone else's prices down to get a bigger cut for yourself. There's a time coming where that won't be the case. So that's the third scripture, and it relates to profiting justly. So in conclusion, let's ask, what is going to bring about all this fairness? It won't be by making more rules, more red tape, and bureaucracy, or even more watchdogs and committees. It won't be by swinging further towards capitalism or communism. Man has tried all these things over and over and have proved that they don't work. It will be from a complete change of heart, a change of mindset, a change from getting and greed to one of giving and concern for others. A mindset where the buyer will offer to pay more if they think the seller has made a mistake. A mindset where a manufacturer won't want to sell a product if they don't truly believe it will be good for their customers. A mindset where someone will walk past an opportunity to get rich quick. Doing business will no longer be a battle or a war against the competition. You occasionally see a glimpse of people doing a genuinely good deed for someone else. In the millennium, you'll get to see that every day, in every interaction, throughout the whole world. That will be truly, truly glorious. This is what we have to look forward to. A world filled with trust, honesty, and fairness.